Profile of the Train. If you are a great and experienced chef, then you certainly have a lot of knowledge that you can pass on to others. However, the mastery in the profession does not mean that you will be able to teach others whether you will achieve the effects you expect with the group. The fact that you are a high-class specialist is a big asset. To become a trainer, you will still need knowledge and skills on how to effectively teach, work with a group of people, and present yourself in this role. You are used to the fact that someone constantly judges you for prepared dishes at work, but the assessment of the trainer conducting the training is based on the continuous observation of what he looks like, how and what he says and how he does it, how he talks with the participants and how he treats them. Therefore, before you act as a trainer, be prepared for it. Remind yourself of your experience as a participant in various courses. What did you like about the trainer and what did you not like? Did you notice your colleagues from the group sometimes had a different opinion about some of the trainer's behaviours or actions? However, you found his features that influenced your final evaluation. These were his qualifications and competencies, commitment, ability to speak and listen, understanding and firmness, and sense of humour. And now you, being a great cook, are to stand in front of a training group. Remember that the first impression is half of the battle. Pay attention to the appearance and clothing. If you conduct practical classes, you should wear a chef's uniform. Pay attention as to whether it is of good quality. If it is to be purely theoretical, take care of the elegant and neat attire. The second thing that the participants will pay attention to will be the way you speak. Try to do it smoothly and in a concrete way. Address the message to the group. Remember that it is not enough just to talk. You also have to listen and watch. Participants will want to have their participation in classes and a moment to ask questions. Remember gestures. They will help you to emphasize what you want to express, but do not overdo it. Let your speeches be concrete, understandable, referring to reality with a hint of humor. If you run workshops for chefs, show that not only practical skills are mastered to perfection, but that you can also explain what and how to do at the very moment. Indicate the consequences of a badly carried out trial or negligence. Be forgiving for people who have difficulty completing the task. Your support and encouragement for further attempts will certainly bring good results. Remember that we not only learn by good examples, but also by mistakes. Demand things from the training participants, but do not demand the impossible. Also, be critical of yourself and of your actions. Do not hesitate to make jokes about classes, and that includes yourself. Use your ideas and participants. So, listen and talk, like the training participants. Do not lose your patience, enthusiasm, self-confidence, and time for classes. At practical workshops, always remember about the safety of yourself and your group.